That's on Wednesday afternoon at 3:30. Now here on Radio 4, it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Sunday the 23rd of March. There are warnings of gales in Biscay. The general synopsis at midday: low, Portland 1002, moving slowly south, losing its identity by midday tomorrow. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, south 3 to 5, veering southwest 5 to 7. Fair, then rain, good becoming poor. North at Zira, southerly 3 or less, increasing 4 to 6. Rain later, good becoming poor later. South at Zira, northeast 40s. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Southwest 40s, Cromarty 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, South Fisher. Variable, becoming southwesterly 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Fisher, easterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 4. Showers, good. Jebenbite, Humber. East or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Plymouth, north 5 to 7, decreasing 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming north 4 or 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, north 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, north 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 2 to 4, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, north 3 to 5, backing southwest 2 to 4 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, north backing southwest 4 to 6, fair, then rain, good, becoming poor. Rockall, southwest, veering west later 5 to 7, fair, then rain, good, becoming poor. Malin, north backing southwest 4 to 6, rain later, good, becoming poor later. Hebrides, Bailey, southwest, veering west later 5 to 7, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, variable 4, becoming southwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, fair, then rain, good, becoming poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southwesterly, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, rain or sleet, moderate, occasionally poor. And that's the shipping forecast. Now for the more general forecast, here's Dad Danaos.
Thanks, Tom. Part two of the weekend was certainly drier than yesterday, but many places remain fairly cloudy. So as a result, it wasn't quite as mild as it was yesterday. Scattered showers and the odd thunderstorm developed across East Anglia and the southeast, and these may linger on into the evening for a time. Now tonight, East Anglia and southeast England will see those heavy showers and storms gradually fade away, and much of England will remain fairly cloudy, but mostly dry tonight with little or no wind. Northwest England is expected to turn clear and chilly towards the end of the night, with a little bit of mist and fog developing. For Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, the ridge of high pressure nosing in from the west will bring a dry and clear night view with variable cloud for northern Scotland, but it will turn quite cold with pockets of frost and some mist and fog patches, especially across Scotland. Temperatures tonight across the UK, sub-zero under clear skies in the north and the west, but 2 to 7 degrees across the Midlands and eastern England, where we hold on to the cloud. Tomorrow, though, is set to be a chilly start with some early frost and some mist and fog for Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales, but you'll see the best of the sunshine through the day. Any cloud across England and Wales should gradually break up with sunny spells developing here, and temperatures will reach the low to mid-teens Celsius, so around or a little above the seasonal norm. Into next week, though, high pressure will bring a lot of dry weather generally as we move through the week, with occasional spells of rain mostly affecting Scotland and Northern Ireland. Cloud amounts will vary, but we should get to see some sunshine at times, and on Wednesday temperatures may be up to the high teens in central and southern areas, so that is well above the seasonal norm. It doesn't last though, because as we head towards the end of this upcoming week, conditions are expected to turn a little more unsettled again, with stronger winds and outbreaks of rain. But there is signs that high pressure will return for the end of next week and into the following week to bring more dry weather. That's it from me.
Hi, we're the Vantulikans, the identical twin Dr. Vantulikans, Chris and Zond. In What's Up, Docs, we're diving into the messy, complicated world of health and well-being. We are living in the middle of what I would call a therapeutic revolution, but it can sometimes be hard to know what's really best for us. Do I need to take a testosterone supplement? How can I fix my creaky knees? Why do I get hangry? Is organic food actually better for me? We're going to be your guides through the confusion. We'll talk to experts in the field and argue about what we've learned, and share what we've learned, and maybe disagree a fair bit too.
No, we won't.
What's Up, Docs starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Tuesday afternoon at 4:30.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Vigialis. Good evening.